Sure. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Edwin, for the good message in song. All right. Last Wednesday night, we heard from our college students, some of them, concerning their recent trip on their soul-winning marathon this year to Dunellen, Florida and Riverland Baptist Church. Can I ask Brother Pitts to come back up here? He's already on his way. I don't really remember who went and who didn't, except for it was Caleb's turn when we left off on last Wednesday night, and that Jesse already went, so he doesn't get to talk again tonight. I remember that. So those are two things in my memory. But Brother Pitts has got a better memory than that, and he's kept track of everything. So we're going to get to hear from some of our other students and excited about that tonight. Brother Pitts?
Okay, ready for round two, amen? All right. Raise your hand in the congregation if you were not here last Wednesday night. All right, just a few of you. We did our soul-winning marathon back in March, took the college students and staff up to Dunellen, Florida with Riverland Baptist Church, Pastor Carringer, and had a great 3 or 4 days there with them, and we gave some testimonies last week. We've got several more to give tonight, amen? And if you didn't give your testimony last week, you know who you are. God knows who you are, and I know who you are, so... So we'll be hearing from you tonight, amen? All right, we're going to have Brother Caleb come first, as was promised. And where's Brother Perkins? I told Brother Perkins he could be second. And then we'll do it like we did last week. I want somebody on deck. We want to maximize every second of our time tonight and try to get all of our testimonies in. So, Caleb, come ahead.
I really enjoyed Soul Winning Marathon. I know some people have said it was kind of disappointing to go a mile down the road and find one house, but to be honest, when we were first dropped off, the area really reminded me of where I grew up, and that area where I grew up was where I got saved, and it just kind of brought back a few memories, and it was really nice to see like the same kind of trees I have back home, even though I grew up in Michigan. The only difference was the soft grass wasn't there. So, but I did get a chance to talk to a few people. I didn't get to lead anyone to Christ, but the Lord used me to plant some seeds. One person I talked to was actually a Muslim, and I asked them if they knew they would be on their way to heaven. They said, "No, I'm definitely going to hell." And it kind of threw me off. That's only happened to me like once or twice before, and it was kind of interesting because they let me go through the plan of salvation and I got through it, and they didn't get saved, but she said she wanted to go to church and learn, she wanted to learn that Jesus was God. She couldn't get over that fact, but she wanted to learn that fact that Jesus is God so that she could get saved because she didn't want to go to hell. So she said she would go to church, and that was just a great blessing to me, to know that she wanted to be saved. So,
well, I'm Brother Perkins. I'm from here at Landmark. I am probably the oldest college student in the school, also the best looking one. I just want to tell the church, I tell you what, you'd have been so proud of these students up there. We didn't get an opportunity to lead a lot of people to the Lord, but I saw a lot of growth among the students themselves. And I think we all learned a great lesson up there. And, you know, cause we get involved so much in what we're doing, sometimes we seem to forget what we're supposed to be doing. And what I mean by that is that we can't save anybody. Only God can do that. And even though we didn't get a big increase, we got the ones that God wanted us to have that week. So I thank God for that, and I thank Him for the growth. And I'm going to tell you, we went up to the pastor's house and before we left up there, and I heard testimonies from these young folks, and it was such a blessing to me. I wished you all could have been there. They were calm and they weren't nervous, and they get up here in front of you, and there's so many of you, and you got the lights and the church, and there we was in the backyard, someone was on a porch, someone was in the grass and playing with the dogs or whatever. So they was kind of relaxed, and the testimonies were absolutely beautiful. And they get up here and they're afraid they're gonna say something wrong. Well, I used to be the same way. And then I realized, I've been saying something wrong all my life. So it really doesn't matter, you know? So just come up here tonight and relax and just tell what God laid on your heart. You know, tell what he did for you, what you learned. That's what matters. But I want to thank the church so much for sending everybody out there. And it was the only time in my life that I was ever jealous that I did not get a chance to direct a choir. I do not want to direct a choir. Brother Cruz, your job is safe, brother. But that night, Brother Pouch got to direct a choir. And by the way, the singing was beautiful. Didn't need a microphone. These guys lit up the church, let me tell you. But Brother Cruz, this is what Brother Pouch had to do. He'd come up there and he'd run over and sit down. I'm like, I could have done that. And then I could have got all the glory for the choir, right? But no, you guys did an awesome job. Oh, the building just shook when they were singing, I'm telling you. Presence of God was there. And I was so proud of every one of these guys, no matter. And it's hard when you walk, you know, half a mile from house to house. They did not make me knock on doors this year. Thank the Lord. I grew up in a neighborhood like that, and I know how far those doors are apart. So I stayed on the bus, and I tried witnessing to Jesse, but I didn't have any luck there. But anyhow, God bless you. Thank you so much.
Hello, my name is Jeremiah Morgan. This is my third soul winning marathon. When I think about soul winning marathon, I think obviously about the soul winning, but something that I've noticed every year in soul winning marathon is how much it builds the relationships in the college. And the things that happen before soul winning marathon, you can see the devil attacking all the time, and you can see, you know, pockets of trouble between people, and people are getting, tempers are getting short and everything like that. But then it seems like the minute we leave and we head out in soul winning marathon, there's just a peace. And it's just, God sends his peace down on us. And I mean, we don't have strife. We're all getting along good. And then when we come back, it just seems like you're closer to everyone. It just feels like there's a closeness there that wasn't there before. And it seems like it stays out. And then you get back, and then you realize, you know, we're on soul winning marathon every day. You know, every day we need to be a witness for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we realize that the soul winning marathon didn't stop when we left Danella on the bus. We need to make sure that we have the soul winning marathon. We need to be doing that everywhere we go. This year with soul winning marathon, it was a little bit discouraging between doors, the long distance and everything, but I got a lot of encouragements at the doors. We came across several people that were already saved. We even came across a few members of the church there in Danella, and they were really good about encouraging us. I came across some saved people, you know, that had been saved for a long time. They hadn't been in church, and a few people told us that they would check out the church. They would, you know, they've been looking for a church or whatever it was. And it was an encouragement to see that there was fruit in our labor. Even though it was hard labor, lots of walking, the weather was, it wasn't really hot, but it was a little bit hot. But we could see the fruit, even though it was a lot, and maybe not as much as in previous years. But it was there. And then hearing the reports back from the church there, people who got saved afterwards, it was really a blessing to my heart.
Hi, I'm Nicole Carringer. This was my second soul winning marathon. This one was really special because it was in my hometown this year, and it was just encouraging to see all the doors that get knocked on, and knowing that when I go home from the summer, we'll get to see all those prospect cards, and very exciting. And I know a lot of the students said how it was discouraging over the distance and how they didn't see as many souls saved as they might have on past soul winning marathons, but I can tell you it is hard in that area. You have to visit the doors like several times for them to come, and there's a lot of Jehovah's Witnesses, and when you knock on the door, they'll say either I'm Jehovah's Witness or I'm from St. John the Baptist Catholic Church, which I don't like it. But anyways, so I was able to talk to my dad this afternoon, and he was telling me about how a lot of the people, when they get the flyers, they may not come right then, but a lot of times they save it for like a holiday, and he jokes around and calls it the CEO Christians, the Christmas and Easter only. And so with last Sunday being Easter, he told me that the church was completely packed out. They had to bring out chairs, and that it was the biggest driving crowd that he'd ever seen. And the chairs were all down the five different aisles, and then they were on the front and the back, and that there were 42 people who got saved this past Sunday. So Like, I was so excited because I'm just looking forward to summer and seeing how, you know, God blesses. And I want to thank the college and the church for allowing all of us to go.
Good night. My name is O'Neill Miller. I'm from Nassau, Bahamas. This is my fourth soul winning marathon, and it was a blessing. I'm a senior in college this year also, so that's a blessing for me also. But this one was kind of different for me. I think I took out my Bible just once, the first day, and the other 2 days were kind of like down. Thursday morning, what I did, though, I got up early, and I started to pray, ran out in the bus and prayed for a while, said, surely today I have to win someone. And after I finished praying, I felt I was going to turn the world upside down, but I didn't pick up my Bible even that day. But God was good to me. My partner get the lead, a few folks, and that was a blessing to me. One other thing was a blessing. I got to preach, and I got to lead the songs on the bus, and that was a blessing to me also. And when Dr. Bradley drive this in this one area, it's like it was kind of like in nowhere, one of the gentlemen, he saw the bus. He told me we were broken down. And so he came out. He's like, what you guys doing? Said the bus broke down. I said, no, we're fine. We just soul winning. And I tried to witness them. And he's like, yeah, I used to go to that church. He's like, you did? And he told, give me testimony how long he didn't be there, because it's like kind of like an hour or 45 minutes away. And he stopped going. And I was telling him, you mind, you should go back. And he started to get excited. And that was what kind of kept me going, because he got excited about going. And when I went back, I talked to Pastor Carringer about him. He said, yeah, he was a faithful member, so he's going to try to get him back in church. So that was a blessing to me.
I am Brianna Davis from Seattle, Washington, and this was my second soul winning marathon. I had a good time because I grew up in Michigan, and the era is very similar to where I grew up. So I enjoyed that. And you know, we didn't see a lot of people saved, but the church did get a lot of visitors. And I appreciated that because, you know, I felt like we actually went out and we actually helped the church. But for me personally, I got a blessing on Thursday night because I've been in about half of the states, and nobody has stars like Michigan, except we went over to the pastor's house, and I just happened to look up, and I saw my Michigan stars. So that was just a personal blessing for me, that God just ended my week just really well with that. So.
My name is Amber Osawardi. I'm a freshman this year. This is my first soul winning marathon. I wasn't entirely sure what to expect, but this wasn't it. I had a good time, though. I didn't get to see anyone saved personally, didn't even get to open my Bible, but it was just a blessing to be part of something so big. The whole college together is going out to win souls for Christ. I had a great team, and it was just an incredible blessing. I can't wait to do it again next year.
Good night. My name is Cheryl Ann, and this is my third year going soul winning marathon. This year, I had Anna, a visitor from Maryland, Miss Kelly, and Kira as my team. And I had a good time going soul winning. The roads were long, but we just made it into our like exercise kind of thing, just to get going, you know. And we were able to talk to a few people. And the ones that we talked to, I got to open my Bible twice and go through the gospel with them. They didn't get saved, but they were, one promised to pray on her own. She didn't want to pray with us. And the other one, he was a little confused, but he really wanted to get a visit from the pastor to really help him, because there was he just didn't understand that, you know, it was so easy to be saved. You know, he felt like he did so much bad in his life, and I was just glad I was able to witness to him. And then one lady, she was really excited that we visited. She is from Tennessee, and she said, you know, they just moved there, and she said since they've been there, we were the first people to ever even knock on her door and invite her to church. So she was so excited that there were people that cared enough to, you know, give her an invitation to church, and she was really excited to go. She said she went to a church that was really big and non-denominational, and she didn't really get fed there, so, you know, we were able to tell her a lot of the ministries there at that church, and she was really excited. And there was one man, it was really nice to talk to him. His wife had just died, and we were able to just give him an encouragement. He said he was saved, and he just really wanted to, you know, go to a church that people cared, you know. And we got him really excited about going, and he said that he would visit, so I really hope that he had visited. And I'm just thankful to be able to have Anna as my partner, that I was able to really share with her a lot of that I learned in Foster Club, because she said that she didn't know how to soul win. So I was able to just really share with her what I had learned, and just me being able to open the Bible was a blessing to her, so I'm thankful for that.
Hello, my name is Daphne Lewis, and this is my first soul winning marathon. For me, being in Dunellen was kind of like a culture shock, because I'm used to lights, city lights, and when I got to Dunellen, it was cows, dirt, and more cows. And I was like, it was an enjoyable experience, because like I wasn't used to it. And for me, the soul winning marathon is like really, really special to me, because it helped me first. That when we soul win, it shouldn't be something that we do just because. It should be something that we should do because we want to actually help someone, when like get them to heaven and transition them from going to hell to going to heaven. And it helped me see that soul winning shouldn't just be something that you do because you kind of have to do it. And secondly, on Wednesday night, the guy got to preach, and I got to hear Tommy preach on, give his testimony. And he gave his testimony about how he's heard all his life about being saved and all this stuff. And for me, I was feeling convicted, because for a long while, I've always like fought trying to tell someone I'm not sure if I'm saved or not, because you don't want to tell people, oh, you've been fighting this, because it's like, they all think you're saved, so why tell them? So they're gonna be like, I thought she was saved, what is going on? And so you try to not say anything, but God convicted me that Wednesday night, and I was able to be led to the Lord on Soul Winning Marathon, and it was by far one of the best experiences I've ever had. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Monica Young, and this is my first Soul Winning Marathon. My teammates were JJ, Daphne, and Shorn, and I picked on JJ a lot. But that was great. It was a real blessing to go out and do this, and I'm looking forward to it next year, the next winning marathon. There was one interesting incident that I think it was the first day we were out. We went to this one house. We knocked on the door, but the door was open, and the lady said, "Come in." I was like, I think we'll just wait out here. So finally she came to the door, and we were, telling her about the church, and then she was like, "So what's your message?" So then I opened my Bible, and I started, giving her some verses and trying to tell her. She grabbed the New Testament out of my hand and wouldn't listen to anything I said, and yeah, that was interesting. And I was trying to figure out how to get my New Testament out of her hands without offending her. So I was like, how am I going to do this? So I just stood there, and Daphne's like, trying to tell her what she's just arguing. So finally, Daphne just got my New Testament out of her hands and gave it to me. And we left. So yeah, that was interesting. And yeah, and I was so happy for Daphne that she got saved. And yeah, she was a great teammate, and so was Shorn and JJ, of course, but yeah, she was my favorite. And yeah, it was a real blessing, and I'm really looking forward to the next Soul Winning Marathon.
Good night, church. My name is Sean, and this is my third Soul Winning Marathon. Like Monica said, my partners were Monica, Daphne, and JJ. This past Soul Winning Marathon was pretty interesting. It's very different from the past two that we had. But there's one specific incident that we had. They sent two of the teenagers out with me and JJ, and I was with the one. His name was Blake. And we went to this one guy's house, and apparently he had just got out of prison, and he had went to the church a few years before, and we just went and we was inviting him out to the church, and he was telling us about how he knew Pastor Carringer and how he came to his house and prayed with him and all that stuff. So just to saw his excitement about coming back to the church and all that good stuff was just encouraging to me. And then just Blake and just talking to him and his testimony, they really have some fine youths down there. I really want to serve the Lord, and that was encouraging to me as well. And the same thing with Keith. He was telling me on Sunday after he talked to his dad about the full house that came to their church and all the people that got saved, and that just got me to thinking along as well with the whole giving out the flyers and you thinking that because only 17 people got saved that nobody really would have been interested in that. But just to see that they had a full house and 42 were saved was a blessing, and it just shows that the work that we put in a few weeks before played out this past Sunday. So I just want to thank the Lord for that.
Hi, this is my second Soul Winning Marathon, and it was really encouraging. I think we've all realized every Soul Winning Marathon is different because we went from the city last year, and this year it was in the country, which to me I enjoyed because I'm more comfortable with that. And so even though it was long walks to get places, it was enjoyable. You know, no trespassing signs were frustrating at times, and the dogs, but Callie and I got past them and just gave the guys the houses with the really mean dogs, so that worked out well. But it was really encouraging on Wednesday night because we got to hear the seniors preach that night, and we got to sing for the church and everything, and that was really nice just to hear them preach and all. And it was really encouraging. And then just being able to go out soul winning, not just us in our college, but with the youth group from the church there in Dunellen, and that was nice to have one of them on our team. It was nice to just get to go with her and teach her some about soul winning that she didn't know. So that was a lot of fun. And just being able to get closer as a college, it was really nice. So thank you all for sending us.
Well, good evening. My name is Jaylene Hernandez, and this is my third Soul Winning Marathon. It was a real blessing to go. I've heard of Riverland Baptist through some of the members at my church, besides, you know, people here that I know. But I was really excited to go. One thing that stuck out in my mind was we went down, I believe it's called Cypress Springs, right? Or I can't remember. It is some certain part down there, but it was quite a drive down away from the church. I don't know how long is it, but it was a drive down. And I can't remember who said something. I believe it was Brother Perkins, and he said, the fact is that, you know, we're probably going to be the only church that that will hang something on these people's door. And that just kind of sunk in my mind for a while, and I was just like, wow, you know what? He's right. We are probably going to be the only church. And, you know, and this church isn't close to these people at all whatsoever. And so it just showed to me, it just kind of just sunk in, like, you know, we're actually doing something, we're actually being a part of something bigger. And it just gave me a joy within that just I couldn't describe. It just helped me to keep going. And I got to meet this this Marine that really encouraged me and Casera to keep going, and he told the stories about his day when he was in the Army and I guess how he got saved. But it was real interesting. But my partners were Trevor and Lewis and Casera, and we had a good time, and it was enjoyable, and it was just such a blessing, and I loved it all, and I just can't wait for next year. So.
I'll try not to preach this year. I can't. Last year, I kind of preached a little long. I just wanted to thank God for this. It's my second Soul Winning Marathon. It was an amazing experience. I had some really good people that were with me. We just had, like, we were really encouraging one another as we were walking, as we were doing a lot of things together. And it was just a really good time of just having the college together, doing something for God. I think if you really think about it, there's not too many colleges that even do anything like this. And it's a blessing that we can do, help a church out and do something together spiritually. And I'm grateful for that. And I think one of the biggest encouragements this week was just on Wednesday night, just hearing those guys, the seniors, preach God's word to us. And it just made me think back and think that in just a short amount of time, these guys will be going out and trying to do a work for God. I mean, they've been training for all these years, and now they're going to be going out and doing it. And it was just really encouraging to see that we actually have some guys in this generation that wants to do something. So I'm just really grateful for that.
My name is Janae. I'm from the Bahamas. This was my first sewing marathon. A lot of interest, though. About three interesting things happened. At first, when we went for the first day, we didn't go to many houses, but it was all right. And then we met this guy. He was like, it was my turn, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going in front of a complete stranger. So I was like, where would you spend eternity if you die today or tomorrow? And he was like, well, I'm going to Pennsylvania. I'm going to bury. Seriously. And he was like, so I asked him if he was ready to get saved. And he was like, not today. That was a little discouraging. And then I think it was the third day, we were walking. It was Sabrina, Edwin, Billy, and Keith's little brother, Kurt. And we were walking, and then it was like this pack of dogs. They were like barking at us. But the funny thing was, there was this little small dog who was like the ringleader. And we were like, really? But it was good. And the final day, we actually went to civilization. There were like a lot of houses. But there are a bunch of crickets. So many marathon for me was so-so. But I enjoyed it, and our team was the best, and we always came back to get first dibs on food. So that was good.
First of all, I want to apologize for my accent because I'm from Haiti. So I want you to keep on close to me so you can hear what I'm saying. Even sometimes I think I speak better than Americans, but just a joke. Yeah, Josie, don't be mad at me. Okay, it was a blessing for me to be in Soul Winning Marathon, because I have learned a lot about it. So the thing I have learned, I just thinking God can use anybody. So the thing, just maybe I just gonna ask something or say something really different tonight. Sometimes I'm just thinking, when you're in God's house, what is your expectation to be in God's house? Or what is in your hand to do for God? Because I'm not preaching, but I prepare my testimony to come with it. I just write everything down. So when I come here, I was looking for it. I cannot find it. So I just can't. Oh, I say, okay, maybe God doesn't want me to use it. Anyway, I'm doing something that, so the way he guide me. It was a blessing to be there. That was my first time. And I forgot to say my name too. My name is Kenson. Kenson Jean. And that was my first time in Soul Winning Marathon. And I want to be like ungrateful to our staff officers, because they do a lot of things. And I don't hear anything from the student, like thinking of them and say, you know, the encouraging word for them. But they doing a lot of efforts. They preparing us, and I'm telling you, when you're in Landmark, you got something to do for God. And I thank all the staff of our professors for hard work they're doing. They make sure we eat well, and they make sure, and they taking care of us very well. So, and they preparing us to go out there. And the team I was in, we did not find anybody got saved, but we hand out track. We hand out tracks, and the few people I had to talk with, and I found some, they said, okay, I used to go to church, but I just quit the church. And I had to encourage them, and after talking and give them encouraging words, and they say, yeah, I wanna go back. And after, I have to take all information from them and put on the cards, and after getting back to the church, I give it to Dr. Bradley. He was a good leader. So I appreciate that, and that was a blessing. I really blessing it, and I think that is that something that's we do because someone tells us to do it. It is something we do because it's our Great Commission. It's on the Bible, and I remember about Matthew 28, verse 19. He said, go ye. I'm not preaching, but I just want to say something. He said, go ye, therefore. And even anyhow, people just thinking, oh, it was really, really maybe long way to find houses. Yeah, it was. But we see the omniscience of God with us because he said, I will be with you anywhere you go. And I will give you courage, I will give you strength. So you can do anything, and that will be the glory, all the glory it will be for me. And thank you for that, and thank you for Pastor Carter, and thank you to Pastor Stephen, and thanks for all the members from the church for praying, and that was a blessing. We thank you. Thank you so much. Bye.
Good evening, my name is Doug Henry. This is my first soul winning marathon, and I'm a second semester freshman. Soul winning marathon was not anything what I expected it to be. Being married to someone who graduated from the college and who was there for 4 years and hearing stories about how she came and how she just had a good time. For us, it was difficult in the sense of most of the doors that we knocked on, either they wouldn't answer or they would answer and we would get to share the gospel with them, and they just wouldn't accept it. I think between my partner Daniel and I, we were able to share the gospel about 4 or 5 times all the way through. And even though, unfortunately, no one got saved on our side, I just praise the Lord that we had the opportunity to share the gospel, to fully present the gospel through. For those of you who remember the testimony last week, I was the one who sat in the anthill, and then I got chewed on by a bunch of ants. But besides that, there was a couple discouraging times. I guess you'd say, I'll tell you a quick story. I was getting off the bus to drop off the tracks on the last day, and unfortunately the door slammed right on my face, and it was a very discouraging time. But just listening to all the accounts and all the people who got saved there at Dunellen, and just to think that, you know, if we as a college didn't go out and to present the gospel to them, how many of those folks wouldn't end up getting saved on those Sundays? And so I just praise the Lord for the opportunity to go out to share the gospel. And even though we didn't have high numbers like we wanted to, I just still praise and thank the Lord for allowing us to go and looking forward to next year and to see what he has in store for us. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Dana. I'm also a second semester freshman, and this was my first soul winning marathon. And I had a great time despite all the discouragingly long walks. And the various people we talked to, all being Catholic, Jehovah's Witness, Protestant, not interested, atheist, we had a Satanist, ended the conversation quickly. But it did get discouraging. I mean, basically everybody we talked to, I didn't get to open the gospel for the first 2 days. And towards the end of the third day, I was just like, Lord, please just keep me encouraged. And if it's not too much to ask, just allow me to lead one person to the Lord. And the next door I knocked on was, her name was Courtney. She was 18 years old. And I led her to the Lord. And before we prayed, I was going through, I said, you have to understand it's not the prayer that saves you. And she interrupted me right there. She said, it's believing in my heart and knowing that Jesus did all this for me and knowing that he'll save me. And I was just like, yeah, that's right. And she's like, wow, it really is that easy. I'm like, yeah. And it didn't hit me till, you know, maybe 20 minutes later. I was like, that was the last house we're doing today. That was the last house of Soul Winning Marathon. And that was such a blessing to me and such an encouragement. And I cannot wait for next year.
My name is Vanessa Carpenter, and this was my second Soul Winning Marathon. And it was a real blessing, just the group I got to be with. Jeremiah was blessed. He got four girls, so did Nathaniel, that he got to be with during these 3 days. The best team ever, I know. We had a lot of fun. It was comical at times. Poor Nicole and Rachel were at one house, and dogs were barking like crazy. And then all of a sudden, the dog knocks out the screen in the window. And so I am a photographer, so I did get my camera out to record just in case anything happened. Nothing happened, you know, good for them, which is great, but it was a wonderful time. And I didn't get to open my Bible or leading them into the Lord. However, there's just this one person in particular. His name's Tom. And I didn't get long to talk with him, but I stopped and, you know, gave him a track and asked him. First, he's like, are you pedaling? And it's like, no, I'm just here to give you something. And I asked him, I said, if you were to die today, do you know where you would go? And he said, yeah, I'd go to hell. And I said, well, can I ask you why? He said, Vietnam, that's why. And so I didn't really get time to talk with him anymore. I said, okay, I just said, I want you to know I'm gonna be praying for you. And so if you could pray for Tom, he's a Vietnam veteran. And it was sad to hear his response because of Vietnam and what happened there with him. And so if you could just pray for him, I would greatly appreciate it. But it was a good week. Another fun thing was I was going to talk to someone and they're like, are you Jehovah's Witness? And I was like, no. They're like, okay, I'll talk to you. So I was encouraged that they get as frustrated with Jehovah's Witnesses as we do. So it was good, and it was just a blessing and just a good time to come together. And thank you so much for just sending us and allowing us to go and for all of your support.
Hi, my name is Laura McGuire. This is my second Soul Winning Marathon. And I was very blessed to have Belen and O'Neill and Robinson for the second year of Soul Winning Marathon. It was very encouraging. I enjoy getting to know all of them and being able to just pass out the word. And I was able to, with Belen, invite a family in the area called Little Mexico. This grandmother, I don't speak Spanish, but I tried my best. And I was able to invite her to church. And she was like, oh, I want my grandkids to come. So I was able to get her information and give it to the church. So thank you for sending us the Soul Winning Marathon.
Hello, my name is Caitlin Giblin, and it's my second semester senior. And it was a good year, even though I personally did not get to lead anybody to the Lord. The last night we were there, we got to go to the pastor's house, and we got to like have just talk about everything and everything. It was really good.
Hi, I'm Trevor Denno. I'm from Michigan, along with Brianna and Callie and a few of the others. And this Soul Winning Marathon, which is my first Soul Winning Marathon, it was a lot like where I grew up. So though it was discouraging for a lot of the others, it was actually very encouraging to me because it reminded me a lot of home. So thank you. It was enjoyable.
All right, thank you. Young people, we appreciate those testimonies tonight. There's one other thing I wanted to mention to you. We have a directed study program. It's like a correspondence program that we offer through the college. And we videotape classes and put them on DVDs and all that sort of thing. And we had a directed study student from Maryland, a young lady named Anna, flew down at her own expense. And Brother Ogden orchestrated that, and we appreciate that. And she came and went on the social